A longtime friend of the program joining us here in studio, author Ed Rice. Ed, welcome back. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Rich, for having me.
Nice to get you here from St. Andrews by the Sea.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough gig to have to play.
And also, you're sporting your Che Guevara shirt because you spent a little time in Havana.
Nah.
Nice. I like that a lot.
Oh, it's great.
You've also got a brand new book out, and it's a wonderful read. It's called Robin Emery, Maine's First Lady of Road Racing, and it would be great to talk with you about it, but it's even better when you bring the legend right here, Robin Emery, joining us in studio. Robin, great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
What did you think when Ed reached out and said, so I want to write a book about you?
Well, it's kind of like Woody Allen. I said, why would anyone want to write a book about me? I mean, why would anyone buy a book about me? But it brought back a lot of memories and things.
Well, I'm sure it did. And I know, and you explain your reasons in the book for wanting to write about Robin.
Yes, Rich. I think one of the things that was starting to bother me is I was going to some of these events and women were running faster than Robin and they had no idea who she was. And that was an effrontery to me because she's done things that 100 years from now, if they're keeping records of racing, they're going to look at what she accomplished in her lifetime and just not be able to make heads or tails of it. I mean, she won over 250 races. When you look at the number of people who are happy if they've won 15 or 20, and of course she actually opened up the roads to women in Maine. So we, I'll leave it to you to discuss that with Robin. But the point of it here is, so she's a pioneer in her sport. And then the women come along, and she's better than all of them. So, there's.
And it took you what, 7 years? You said in the book to beat her.
Yes, I wanted a chapter in there that was, men for whom it was a big damn deal to finally beat Robin Emery. And I was, it was easy to tick off the number of guys because I'd heard the stories over the years of when did you finally do it? So, yeah, it was
five. Fun. Is that it? I was amazed. I was most impressed with this early in the book, Robin, about your choice of footwear when you started running.
Oh, yeah. Well, they didn't, first of all, either men or women didn't have much of a choice back in 1967. So I started running in boat shoes. They call them topsiders.
Right.
Really, really thick soles with seams inside.
Yeah.
Heavy wool socks. I could pour blood out of my shoes at the end of blisters. It was not fun.
And we forget, because I work in high schools and women's sports has changed so much since Title IX. And now I think in a lot of schools, women probably play at a higher rate than young men do. But they have no idea what the world was like just 10 or 20 years prior to Title IX when women had a difficult time competing with men, but competing in any area of sport.
And it was considered unfeminine to compete, like dog-eat-dog kind of thing. You played in play days, you played with other schools, but they all mixed the teams because you don't want to seem unladylike.
They still coach women like that to a certain extent, especially young girls. There's no, you can just even just listen to the language that the coaches use. There's none of that go for the throat kind of mentality. It's all like play nice.
Have it, though.
Oh yeah, sure, it's there. It's, yeah,
absolutely. But I think of basketball, high school basketball, in a lot of Maine schools back in the 50s and 60s, they were 6-person teams in girls basketball, and 3 would play offense and 3 would play defense.
Never could cross the center line.
And you weren't allowed to dribble.
No, two dribbles.
Yeah.
And you passed. You could not dribble beyond.
Unbelievable.
I'm still trying to figure it out where that line was drawn, because you see the pictures, for instance, at my alma mater, Bangor High School, of women's basketball teams, at the turn of the 20th century, and that they played basketball. And then there are the pictures. And then all of a sudden, I'm coming along in the 50s. There are no sports for women.
No.
None. And I can't figure out what that line was in society where it suddenly evolved that, we can't have them playing basketball anymore.
They got sweaty. That's one bad thing.
Well, yes, yeah. But one of the lines that was crossed was by Robin Emery right here, who was a first-timer and a pioneer in so many races, one of them right here in town in one of the oldest road races in America, the Bangor Labor Day Road Race. Can you pass along the advice that was given to you?
Don't get hurt, my dear, and don't get in the way.
Wow.
Isn't
don't
that
die.
Something?
No, I had seen it in the paper that, there's a race, and I'd been running around this loop in Lemoyne 4 miles. I can probably run 5 miles. And I went up to, it was in the auditorium in those days where they started the officials.
Right.
And I walked up to the desk and I said, I'd like to run in the race. And there was a sign of a silence while they took that in. They huddled and they said, well, my dear, it's okay, but don't get in the way. And they were totally amazed that I didn't die out there. Right. In fact, it wasn't last. And, you know, it was amazing because no other women had ever done it. They didn't know what to do.
Right. And of course, you were told, as so many people were, you know, you're not really a runner until you've run Boston. That's when you establish yourself.
But no woman could run Boston until.
Right.
Yeah, Bobby did it in 1966 as a bandit. Bobby Gibb, I'm sorry.
Who doesn't get, as we've talked about, the publicity she deserves.
No, not at all. It breaks my heart because Bobby's not somebody to look for publicity for herself. So, you know, Robin had the same kind of experience here in Maine. You know, she just wanted to demonstrate to people that no one's going to die. A woman can definitely do this. She's well-trained. I think it's wonderful that, you know, at the Labor Day race, you know, she's well up in the field.
You know, what's amazing, too, is that the men runners were very welcoming. Mm. It wasn't.
Right.
Nobody said, you can't do this. A couple of them got upset, get beat by a woman, but that's okay.
Speaking of men, can you talk about the influence of a couple of people that you mentioned in the book and how they changed road racing in Maine? We're talking about Dick Goody and Roland Dyer.
Yeah, they had Dick Goody was my mentor, mostly. He's the neatest man. He wrote some books himself about World War II. And he encouraged me to come down to Portland to run the Boys Club race, which again was all male. And they invited two of us women in to run it, which is another shock for the organizers. And it was a doctor giving men heart checks. I don't know why. But Diane and I, other women, came up to the desk and the guy says they're all lifting their shirts. So we started to lift our shirt. And he goes, oh, no, that's okay. Don't do that. That's all right. You can run.
And your hearts are fine.
Yeah, and after that, they never did the check. But Dick he had to go through a lot of hoops to get us in because they had to appeal to the board of the Boys Club, and they didn't want women in there. And it was, I don't know, it's just the whole mindset of the 70s. So.
And this is not ancient history. This
no,
is
it's
right.
not.
You're 47 years ago. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's 1972, and I remember being at the Portland Press Herald just starting and, you know, being told, no, we don't cover racing, and oh, by the way, you're going down there and run, you want to write a column, go ahead. And I was stunned that the late Vern Putney was covering the race and cared and had actually written a letter in support of Dick Goody and the men that had written in, because Dick had actually put in a letter for Diane Forney and for Robin to say you should let them in. And it turned out that board was not going to let them in. Bart Peverado was the head of that. And it was Vern Putney who actually said, I'm on this board. And by the way, you won't believe the publicity you're going to get from this. And so finally, Bart reversed the course that he was intent on and not letting. And so anyway, Vern played a little bit of a role in that as well, which is sweet.
We're talking with Ed Rice and Robin Emery here on Downtown. You mentioned some of the people, and one of the great things I love about the book, as well as telling Robin's story, is that you bring in a lot of great names from the running community, from our old friend, the much-loved Fred Merriam, who's mentioned in the book, a wonderful story about Skip Howard, who called in yesterday to find out when the interview was going to be on.
Oh,
but,
is that right?
You know, people like Bruce Bickford, our buddy O.J. Logue, Peter Millard, Carol Weeks, you really talk about some of the great people in Maine running history in this book.
Thank you for bringing that up, Rich, because it gives me the opportunity to publicly thank Robin for letting me do this. This is a book that I actually ate. In the mid-1980s, I had actually picked 10 men and 5 women right after Dick Goody's book had come out, because I thought, this is great. Dick has written his essays and he's covered some of this stuff, but I'd like to look at the stories behind that. I'm a journalist. This is what I do. A press in Maine was interested in this book. And so about 15, 20 years later, I've actually thrown that manuscript away. And then all of a sudden, I'm getting this opportunity to do this. And so I thought, you know, on Robin's behalf, that putting some of these profiles in might help us with a publisher or getting it published. And then Robin was gracious to allow me to do a chapter on Diane and then to put in these other profiles, brief ones, 2 pagers, you know, and some of the other people from our era.
The old days.
The old days.
Well, the old days are new again because, as you mentioned in the book, you've still got running goals ahead of you.
Yeah, I have now that they added age groups. They never used to have those either because people, you know, you got to be, say, 30 and you're washed up forever. But now
you
remember that.
Yeah.
Now you can compete in your own age group in the race.
Right.
And we have a race in LeMoyne on Saturday. And there are 4 80-year-olds going to be running.
Well, that's wonderful.
Isn't that cool?
And you're playing a role in that as well, right?
Well, yeah. We encouraging them, you know, to come on. And it's just, I've always wanted to be fast at 90, so hopefully.
I love that.
I'm pretty sure you will, and yeah. I'm pretty sure you'll still beat me at that point significantly.
You can beat Ed is all I
Well, all that, that's a given. But one of the things that's nice is it's a tribute run to the late Bill Pinkham. And has been. So the flat top refers to Bill's unique military brush cut hairstyle. And so Robin's been involved with this race, Tom Kirby, and they do a wonderful job. And it feels like a real nice community race. And so a lot of people coming out. And so it meant a lot to me that Robin and I could have our coming out party with
coming
the book.
That's wonderful. Hey, I also want to, while we have a moment here, Ed, you've got some events coming up, some speaking appearances as you continue to drum up support for a statue honoring Mr. Sokolexis. Can you tell us about some of those appearances?
Oh, you're just a sweetheart, Rich. Thank you for bringing that up. It's a number of libraries around the state. I'm going to be in, I didn't even know there was a Limerick, Maine, until the Limerick Library decided that they would be interested in having me come in.
Visit Nice speak. Brewing Company while you're there. They've got a great craft brewery. There.
Well, thank you. I think I'll try to wait until after I've done my talk.
You have a good idea.
But Berwick, so I'm going to be in York County. The thing that, on Tuesday, and Hiram on Wednesday, and I'm missing the. I wasn't prepared for this because never expected you to bring it up. But here's the key: the Maine libraries, as a group, have allowed me the opportunity that I will be able to speak at least one library in all 16 counties next 9 to 10 months. So thank you.
And also, too, a victory that you share, and that's the effort to make Maine the first state in all of the United States of America to eliminate Native American nicknames, with Skowhegan finally making a decision that we hope remains permanent.
Well, that's a we, not an I, for anybody. There's so many people. I think of the people who went to Wiscasset and fought a real horrible fight there. Sanford, a real horrible fight. So it's a we. I hope that statistic is right. I got it from a national website, an American Indians sports team's mascot website. Oregon is absolutely in the mix there. They actually have a school board, a state education board that made a mandate for all of their schools to stop doing it by a certain date. It would have been nice if Maine could have had the same enlightened kind of state education school board. So we did this as a grassroots movement, and I mean we. It's just spectacular, community to community. And kudos to the people who got onto that Skowhegan area high school board and said we're gonna make the change.
The book is called Robin Emery, Maine's First Lady of Road Racing. Ed Rice, always great to see you, my friend.
Thank you, Rich.
We wish you luck with the book. And Robin, it's such a treat to have you here. You were a hero to a lot of runners, male and female. I was one of them. One of the reasons
really?
I ran cross country in high school was watching you and the success that you had. You knew me then? Knew who you were. You were a legend even then.
Yes.
And that was more than a couple of years ago.
Yes. Thank you for having us, Rich.
Thank you both. It's great to
Thank
see you.